That was one heck of a ride. You were having to, it was like in the Dodgems at one stage, the way you were having to weave your way around. That was some effort.
Yeah, no, he's a strong traveller, and, you know, I was just saying then you need that horse underneath you to be able to do those kind of manoeuvres, especially at this track, so I was lucky.
But obviously, you know this horse well, so you knew you could sort of do that confidently.
Yeah, I know him very well. Obviously, I won the old Rowley Cup mile on him, and I just had to sit and suffer that day. But when he gets those gaps, he really flies through them.
Now, you obviously, now only the third lady, there's a lot going to be made of it. And I know you try sometimes to play it down, but this is a special moment. And I could see with your reaction, even though this is a special Royal Ascot in the sense of no crowd, it still means a huge amount to you, given what you've been achieving recently.
Yeah, this means a huge amount to me. It's, you know, you walk into Ascot every year with really high hopes and trying to picture in your head what it's like to ride a winner here. But it's very, very hard to come across winners, as I have learned. But no, this today was amazing for me.
Well, actually, since the resumption, it's gone extremely well for you. So given the first few weeks since we started, I mean, you've been on fire. This is just, I suppose, almost like the icing on the cake, the way it's gone.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely the icing on the cake. I got a lot of people to thank for my success recently, but no, I can't really put into words what it means.
And obviously, Hayley did it yesterday. She sort of sees herself as a bit of a mentor. Has she been a mentor to you to help you cope with what's been happening?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Hayley's been there, done it. She's ridden Group 1 winners. It's hard to kind of imagine ever riding a Group 1 winner myself, but she's done it, so I know it's possible one day.